Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One more warm, humid day before things really start to change. We are near 70 this morning. The expected high today, 86. And Dan Brunoff says it's time to start thinking about firewood. Get his full forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, October 22nd. The two major airlines based in North Texas have reported third quarter earnings this morning. Fort Worth-based American posted a loss of $2.4 billion, while Dallas-based Southwest reports a quarterly loss of $1.16 billion. It's another sign of the pain the pandemic has inflicted on the airlines. KRLD business analyst David Johnson will be tracking these developments throughout the morning. A record number of Texans had planned to vote by mail this election, but many of them are having trouble getting the state to return their ballots so they can cast their vote. KRLD's Alan Skyer reports the Texas Secretary of State's office got 71,000 requests for mail-in ballots 4 years ago.
This year, they've received 470,000. All those requests have led to delays getting the applications out. Janet Lee says she sent her request September 29th and just received the application this week. Now she's got to get that to the Dallas County Elections Office by tomorrow. Lee tells NBC5 she spent time on hold with Dallas County Elections, but when she got through, they still could not answer all of her questions.
Regardless of what level of government or which agency within the government it was, they should have been better prepared.
Judge Clay Jenkins says the Elections Department has added staff to answer questions. Texas Secretary of State's office says it's working as quickly as possible to process this spike in applications, and people do have the option of scanning their application and emailing or faxing it, but then you still have to get a hard copy to your elections office within 4 days of that. And instead of waiting on an application to come in the mail, you can download and print one off their website yourself. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, the latest Quinnipiac poll says the presidential race is now deadlocked in Texas.
Just a month ago, President Trump held a five-point lead over former Vice President Joe Biden in Texas. Quinnipiac's Tim Malloy says what a difference a month makes.
Well, what did Dan Rather say? It's tick tight, 47-47. There's not a whole lot of time, so this has to have the lights blinking red and hot right now for the Trump people down in Texas.
Back in late September, Senator Cornyn had an eight-point lead over his Democratic challenger, MJ Hagar. That lead's been shaved down to 6%.
The favorability leans heavily toward Cornyn.
Cornyn's favorability. 42%, Hagar's 33. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The final presidential debate is coming up tonight. We'll have full coverage starting at 8 on News Radio 1080 and in the radio.com app. Latest numbers on the coronavirus in North Texas. Tarrant County, 633 new cases yesterday with one additional death. Dallas County reports 523 new cases and two deaths. Hospitalizations up in Dallas County again as well. Denton County, 169 new COVID cases reported. In Collin County, 74 new cases and one death. Students in the Birdville ISD will not have to take end-of-semester exams. The school board has canceled the tests because they say so many students are struggling with virtual learning and many have fallen behind. School administrators say the move will give teachers and students more time to catch up. Parents in the Birdville School District are cheering the move. They're now calling on the district to press the TEA to eliminate STAR testing requirements later this year. A man charged with killing the mother of his child is free on bail this morning after getting rid of his guns. The update from KRLD's LP Phillips.
Shortly after his arrest for the October 2nd shooting and stabbing death of Alyssa Burkett outside her Carrollton office, 33-year-old Andrew Beard was able to post a $1 million bond, but he could not get out of jail until he got rid of 18 weapons in his house. That apparently has happened. Russell Forsyth is the victim's grandfather.
The judge had three concerns with Andrew Beard. One was the violent nature of the crime. Two was the threat that he poses to society, and three was his flight risk. He does have a pilot's license. He has a plane somewhere that has not been located.
Beard is to be confined to his home until trial, and he has to wear an electronic ankle monitor. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police are investigating two attacks overnight at two different 7-Eleven stores. A clerk was shot during a robbery at the 7-Eleven on Lemon Avenue near Wycliffe. That clerk was taken to the hospital, no word on their condition. Then about the same time, shortly after midnight, there was a stabbing at a 7-Eleven in Old East Dallas on Ross Avenue, about 2 miles away. That victim was also taken to the hospital. No word on whether the attacks were connected. Police are looking for two suspects. A suspected serial rapist jailed in South Texas. A suspect in a sexual assault in Fort Worth. 39-year-old Donnell Odua has been charged with aggravated sexual assault. Tracy Carter is with Fort Worth Police.
This gentleman, Mr. Odua, was arrested from a March 2015 sexual assault of a female, and due to CODIS DNA, we were able to apprehend this gentleman.
He says they believe Odua is responsible for several more rapes from 2012 and 2013, and Dallas and Houston police had five cases that matched him, dating back to 2005. Carter is asking anyone who may have been assaulted by Odua to contact police. Prosecutors in Tarrant County are expanding their no-refusal DWI crackdown.
The no-refusal policy for people suspected of drinking and driving will now be in effect in Tarrant County year-round. Tarrant County adopted the policy for holidays and special events back in 2008. It allowed police or sheriff's deputies to get a warrant to get a blood sample from a DWI suspect if that suspect refused to take a breathalyzer test. The policy will now be in place every day, and not just on holidays, where statistics show an increase in DWI. First-time offenders could face up to 180 days in jail. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports: World Series Game 2 goes to Tampa Bay. They beat the Dodgers 6-4. The series tied at one game apiece. It will resume tomorrow night. And the high school football weekend gets rolling tonight. Get the full Week 9 area preview at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.